everything I do. Everything I do, I do it in a boss way. Yeah, blessing up and saving souls. You know the Lord, he made me whole. Worshiping him till I'm old. When it comes to worshiping him, I'm a pro. Change the world like a boss. I remember I was lost. Now I'm found because of Jesus Christ paid everything on the cross. Now I walk like a boss. Now I pray like a boss. Now I live like a boss. Pay for everything and give like a boss. I ain't telling you to do it. Just respect what it is. When the Holy Ghost hit a new room full of ghosts, hold it back. I do it in a boss way. Everything I do, I do it in a boss way. Bosses overlooking territory, and they never want to marry boys. Man, we all over here speaking faith. Go somewhere else with them horror stories. Talk to bosses on a daily basis, and we plotting on the move we're making. Now you want it like, oh, here we go. But we plotted this a year ago. Kingdom coming down to every hood. Sticking with it till we doing good. Sticking to it till this will be done. Altar call now with everyone. Me and coming to the fold, boss. Bless another, save a soul, boss. In the presence like a boss. Push the kingdom like a boss.
Everything I do, do it in a boss way. Everything I do, do it in a boss way.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr. Big Star.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
All right, all right. Welcome to The Grind, everybody. Y'all know the drill. If you are with me live on Facebook Live, shout it out, man. Shout yourself out. Shout your city, your state out, whatever you want to say, because I'm telling you, this is the people show, man. You guys have a voice. You really do. So I want you guys to say whatever it is that you want to say. I promise you, I will voice it live on the show. Guys, you got two ways you can listen in. You can listen in on blogtalkradio.com/thegrind101, or you can call the phone number 657-383-1291 and be on the actual Blog Talk Radio platform. And that's how you'll be able to actually hear the music with a more robust sound and all of that good stuff, because that's where the music comes from. But as always, guys, the revolution will not be televised. This is definitely a Facebook Live broadcast. Working on that. I promise you guys, working on a YouTube platform. right now, but this is a Facebook Live broadcast, so you know how that goes, right? Not going to stay up on Facebook Live simply because the music that's played in the background, and you know, I ain't trying to get sued by nobody. So, man, realest show ever, you know, unscripted conversation. That's what we do. We bridge gaps over here, guys. And how do we bridge those gaps? We improvise, adapt, and we always overcome. So y'all share this out because we're going to talk about very, very good stuff today. And as always, we're going to bridge some gaps right here live on the grind. And I'm interested to hear all of you guys, all of you guys' opinions and point of views on this, because what you have to say actually counts. Never think that what you have to say does not count. It just may not apply to everybody's life. And that's okay, right? That's okay. So let me get on a roll call here. Man, we got Mignon Steele. Welcome, Mignon Steele. Good morning, good morning. Man, who we got here? Who else do we have here? We got Keisha Cole. Welcome to the grind. We got John Riley. Welcome to the grind, John. Great to have y'all. Thomas Carter, welcome to the grind, sir. Great to have you. We got Angela Edison. Welcome to the grind. Thank you guys for jumping on live. We've got Miss Gemma James Graham. Welcome to the grind. Good morning. Good morning. Ain't nothing wrong with saying good morning, y'all. God, you got to say good morning. And I say, ain't going to say your name unless you say good morning, man. Love y'all. Yeah, that's right, Jim, in the boss way. Sheila Blanchard, welcome to the grind. Good morning. Joakima Shaw Joyner, welcome to the grind. Good morning. My heart, my life, Miss Pam McCray, welcome to the grind, baby. Good morning. Who else do we have? Miss Princess Tavares, welcome to the grind. Great and amazing morning, absolutely. Miss Valerie Davis is live on the grind. Great morning, Miss Davis. Miss Sheila Blanchard in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to the grind. It's a great morning. Miss Angela Edison, I see you. Great morning. Yeah, yeah. Keep your call. I love them. Good mornings, everybody. Come on. Come on, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. I love it, man. Thanks for the love. You know, y'all chime in, say good morning to me. I'm going to say good morning back, because how you start your day is how your day is going to transpire. So you control that, man. Nobody else, right? Nobody else. So, man, what are we going to talk about? Y'all just heard the song play. I do it in a boss way, man. Thank y'all for the love. I'm so humble. You know, I do it in a boss way, right? It's funny because when I heard that song, it was a coffee break. Let me say before I say this, because, you know, I'm going to piss y'all off with this in a minute. Somebody, at least. So I heard that song and I said, the boss way. You know, I said, man, good morning, IB, I think, LB, IB. If that's right, IB or LB, number one or two, tell me if I'm right or wrong. So I said, do it in a boss way. And I just thought, I said, man, I fired my boss. You know, when I left corporate America, I fired my boss. I called in, well, you know, I said, hey, this is a wrap. You know, you can't have me back. You let me go one time, you can't have me back. You know, so I'm going to do something else, right? eBay. Okay, eBay. Got you, man. eBay Murray, welcome to the call, sir. Thank you. So I fired my boss. So I'm only the boss of myself now. I vowed that I would never be the boss of anybody else. I'm not even the boss of my children, right? Because I believe that, you know, the term boss is a self thing. You have to discipline yourself. You have to be the boss over your own life. And one of the things that we promote on this show is that everybody has a point of view. Everybody has an opinion. And you have to know that you count, man. You count. Everything that you want. Good morning, Vicky. Thank you for saying good morning. Welcome to the grind. You know, man, you count. You are absolutely the number one priority in your life. Without you, nothing else happens, right? So you have to see yourself as somebody no matter what. So you're the boss of you, right? You're the boss of nobody else, because when people start realizing that you're bossing them around, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. You know, people don't want to be bossed around. They may not tell you. But people don't want you telling them how to do every little bitty thing in their life and bossing them around. It feels like they have no sense of self-awareness, no sense of self, no sense of, I'm my own person. You know what I'm saying? So I heard that song, right? I heard that song and I said, man, I'm going to play that the boss way. But you got to think of it as me. I'm the boss of me. And I want y'all to be the boss of you because I want y'all to get what we're talking about this morning, right? Get what we're talking about, right? That's right, Keisha. You absolutely count, man. You count. And this is the platform that you guys can stand on, right? Until you guys can create your own platform that you can let other people stand on. You can stand on this platform all day long, man. You can scream to the top of your lungs and say whatever you want to say because whatever you got to say, it absolutely counts, man, until it gets very tasteless. If it's not profitable, if it's not positive, if it's not moving somebody, you know, up and out and forward, then it's no good, right? So what are we going to talk about this morning, man? I'm excited because one of the things that I know really is the foundation of everything we do, man, is habit, you know, what habits are we creating? Are we creating good habits? Are we creating bad habits? You know, I always say that nothing happens to you. It all happens for you. And it's most definitely not what happens to you, but it's absolutely what happens when the stuff happens to you, right? That's all it is because stuff is going to happen, right? It was never said that nothing in life, that everything will be peachy keen all the time. And you're going to look at life with rose-colored glasses and everything is going to be awesome all the time. If that's the life that you're looking for, then I hate to be the one to tell you, you're in the wrong place. You probably need to go to another dimension and find the alter ego of you that's living in the rose-colored glasses in a garden of roses and tulips and all that stuff, because that's not how this life works. But I will tell you that the better you respond to the things that happen to you, the less things that start happening to you. But it's a breakaway point, right? It's like a fast break. You're not at the rim until you get it and you put it through the rim, right? Through the net. So just depends on how you handle, you know, what it is. And it's all about committing. So write this down, right? Committing to habits is mental, right? Because a lot of us wake up every single day. A lot of us wake up every single day. When y'all come in, man, y'all better say good morning to me, man. I see y'all popping in. Say good morning, man. Love y'all. You know, let's spread the love, man. Let's spread the love. You know, so everything that happens to you, man, is just a mental thing. And we talk so much about, you know, like that song said, I'm a boss, I'm a boss, I'm a boss. You know, and you got to be the boss of yourself and only yourself. So what happens when we start to want to commit to stuff? Good morning, Tiffany Macon. Thank you. Welcome to the grind. What happens when you want to commit, right? And you say committing is the easiest part, right? To say you're going to do something is easy, right? Good morning, Jason T. Jones, sir. Thank you. Welcome to the grind. To say you're going to do something is easy, but to actually start to create the habit is a little bit, I don't want to say the H word, I would say a little bit more difficult, right? So but here's what I want. I want some buy-in. I would love to know what you feel your time frame is to create a habit. I'm going to give you three choices. Is it 30 days? Is it 60 days? Or is it 90 days? And just type in your answers on the screen if you're on Facebook Live. If you're not on Facebook Live, then you can jump on my Facebook page, Nathan McRae, and you'll see me on Facebook Live, you know, sipping on my coffee because it is my business. Because I want to see you guys prosper. I want to see you move, you know. Pam says 30 days. Pam McRae says 30 days. Tiffany Macon says 90 days. Jason T. Jones says 30 days. All right. Anybody else chime in, you know, on what you think it is to commit and to create your habit. Now, let me explain to you guys what a habit is. A habit is the thing you wake up and do every morning. Nobody has to prompt you to do it or throughout the day. Right. Throughout the day, nobody has to prompt you to do it. You're pretty much consistent with doing it every day. And we're talking about habits that benefit you. I'm not talking about habits that benefit everybody else except you. I'm talking about you because on this show, we know that the foundation of what we do is working on you, right? You got to work on you, and you got to become the platform. That's it. You have to become the platform by which other people can build and feel like they can do it, right? So I see 30 and I see 90, and that's it, right? And that's okay. So let me tell you what I feel the answer is. And I was about to say for me, mine is 30 days. But for some people it may be 60 or it may be 90. And why do I say that? Because I fully believe that the length of the habit that you create, and how long it takes to get there, is always contingent upon how deeply you commit. How are you committed? The amount of challenges that you overcome, right? So if you've got some bad habits right now, right? And some of us, we have some bad, all of us have some bad habits, you know? We indulge in some things that maybe we know we need to cut out, you know, and it's a road. It's a process. It's a journey for us to get to that point to where we can cut out the things that we know we're not supposed to do. And here's the key. Nobody's perfect. You're never going to do everything 100% perfect. If anybody tells you that they always feel like getting up, going to the gym, always feel like getting up, going to work. I always feel like, you know, putting myself in pain. You know, I always feel like going out and possibly getting somebody to curse me out today. I'm always up, man. Ain't nothing that but bringing me down. I'm just so bubbly. I'm just, man, I poop excellence all the time. You know, and they're just the type person that says, I never have any problems. And you probably should just kind of gravitate away from that person, okay, because that's not what life is. But I believe that habits are formed based on the level of challenges that you go back here on live based on the actual challenges that you overcome. So when you're faced with a challenge every day, right, or challenges every day, are you overcoming them? Let's say you're trying to create a habit of eating healthy, because that's one thing I want to talk about this morning is you know, health, you know, Healthy Tuesday, Health Talk Tuesday. We can call it that, whatever. But I want us to understand that maybe it's the healthy habit of eating that you want to do, right? You want to start eating better because you know that if you start eating better, you actually start feeling better. But sometimes it's hard to actually, it's easy to process it here to know you need to do it, but it's harder to actually put it in motion. Why? Because it not only requires something of you mentally, it requires something of you physically also. It means that, you know, when you are faced with the challenge of, should I turn my wheel to go over to McDonald's and get that value meal or that combo, or should I keep and stay committed and knowing that what's in that drive-through line is being given to me through a window. So they had to cook it fast, and it has to be, it's unhealthy because it's got all of these calories and saturated fat. No matter what they say on their board, it is, we understand that it's gonna perpetuate my challenge. It's gonna perpetuate my problem, whatever you wanna call it, right? So do you commit and you don't turn your wheel over there, or do you just spin that thing and just give up like quick, right? So that challenge that you overcome, the more challenges like that you overcome, the easier and the shorter your time span is to create a habit. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm human, man. I'm tell y'all, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all, right? Them McDonald's fries, they trip me up every time. Tell you what, they trip me up. Pam, I tell you, I love me some McDonald's fries, right? But if I mess around, man, and get a McDonald's fry, I'm just being keeping 100 with y'all. All right, let me tell you how I balance. Y'all know me. I have a high metabolism. All right, but that doesn't make it right for me to pull over in the drive-through line, you know, every day and get a fry. You know, so therefore I don't do it every day. Every now and then I may treat myself with a fry. Right, but what do? I make sure, man, that when I go to the gym ain't going to be no resemblance of that fry. Now, let's keep it real. Some of y'all, this is going to make some of y'all mad, but y'all need to hear this. Some of you all have a slow metabolism. And why you're saying, why do I have a slow metabolism? Because you haven't created a habit of movement yet. Your metabolism speeds up based on your movement, right? So if you move a lot, if you do a lot, and you don't intake a lot of calories, your metabolism is going to speed up. All right, that's just the way it is, right? So I have a high metabolism, and I'm geared that way. And some of it's genetics. My dad has a high metabolism. He's the same weight as same way he looked now. He's 60, 70 some years old. So he has a high metabolism. So he moves all the time. His body has went into the metabolic state where it constantly burns calories. Some of you have to get to that point to where you're moving constantly, and you're burning the fuel that you're putting in. So I'm going to give you guys a quick tip. And some of you may notice, some of you may say, duh. Some of you may say, wow, I didn't know. Okay. So some of you, so when you go and let's say you start something and you say you want to feel better, you want to look better. And you say, I want to drop some weight and I want to feel better. So what do you have to do? You are where you are right now. When you stand, you look in that mirror and you say, okay, I want to work on this, 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 and this, right? This, 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 and this looks the way it looks because of what you've done thus far, right? The habits that you've created thus far have gotten you the results that you have today, looking in the mirror. So now what do you need to do? So you stand in front of the mirror and you say, I want to fix this, 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 and this. And then you say, okay, so I have to have a caloric deficit of some manner, right? That means I have to stop intaking so many calories and start allowing my body to move more and allowing my body to burn what's there, the fat. I'm going to say the F word, okay? So to burn the fat that's there in order for me to start seeing the muscle. Right, to get the tone that I need, to start feeling better and fitting more better, my clothes better, and getting the confidence I need. Right, so as you have that natural caloric deficit or that caloric deficit that you need to create. So what happens is we're here, all right. We've got our calorie intake, all right, and we're just constantly that thing is constantly moving up. And some people say, well, how did such and such get that way, and how did that happen? And I'm telling you guys how, because we don't have a caloric deficit, so we don't stop eating the same foods that got us where we are, right? So we just keep, everything just keeps rising, metabolism slowing, and the more fat you add, the less mobile you're going to be, right? So your job or your task, your challenge, and this is a challenge that you face to actually create a habit, right? That's right, those fries are good without ketchup, but I've learned to stay away. That's right, that's what Monica Allen says. So you have to create a caloric deficit. That means you have to curtail or stop eating or push back some of the stuff that you've been eating. And just think about what you've been eating and just stop eating that stuff. Stop eating. Don't eat it as much. Some of you can just say, I'm cutting out cold turkey, right? When Pam and I stopped eating meat, we just said, we're cutting out cold turkey. Now, do we still eat fish sometimes and shrimp? Absolutely. But we don't eat chicken and red meat anymore. And we just cut that out cold turkey because it took us a good 30 days to create that lifestyle, that habit, because we didn't compromise, right? So we started to create that caloric deficit. And as you create that caloric deficit, that means your body is burning the energy, the fat for energy that's already there. So what happens? If you're not putting any more in, something has to be leaving, right? So the fat is being burned, right? And here you are, as you're noticing, now you're starting to look better. You're starting to feel better. But it's a journey. It's a journey. So as you're doing it, you have to be committed and you have to be consistent, right? So the consistency and the commitment starts here. The consistency stays here and it goes to physical, right? And to create the habit, it has to stay physical and mental. And that's where a lot of people lose it because they can't put the two together and keep the two together. Some of you say, some people were just born, with a high metabolism. I'm going to tell you, man, you can say whatever you want to say, whatever works for you, whatever makes you sleep at night, that is what it is. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how anybody else was born. All that matters is that you have a goal that you want to achieve. And the only other thing that matters from there is how you're going to achieve that goal, right? Doesn't matter what anybody else looks like. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. It's about you at the end of the day. You're the only person left that can speak life into you and that can put you to action, right? So Samantha Ward, yes, says it feels amazing. Absolutely. Commitment, consistency, Pam McCray says, awesome, awesome. Commitment and consistency. That's right, Antoinette. It's about commitment and consistency creates the habit. You only get where you want to be. You notice if you I put out the thing and it said, you know, it's time for you to finally get where you want to be. I didn't say where you need to be. I didn't say that because most people don't do what they need to do. But here's the reality, and this is going to make you guys want to do the things that you need to do, because people never get to start doing the things that they want to do until they do the things that they need to do. And I'm just going to say it, guys, a lot of us don't have the level of commitment that it takes to actually get the things that we want. So we allow ourselves to give up every day, multiple times a day. And we just keep restarting. It sounds like a car engine constantly trying to start every day, and that becomes our life. And we don't understand what's going on. We can't understand why we can't get any further, and we are at what we call a plateau. The plateaus were meant to be broken, right? So if you add a plateau, that just means that you need to up your game, right? But this is what we do. That's right. Tedra Gordon says, it's about how bad do you want it? It's not always convenient. Absolutely. And that's a great point. It's a mental shift first, Princess says. Absolutely. So it's a matter of how bad you actually want it, definitely. But what we do is we allow ourselves to be sidetracked by our own, what I call stinking thinking. You know, Pam and I were out running yesterday and we were running to the gym and I'm running and we're running. And when you start speaking to yourself mentally, when you want to give up and you start talking to yourself, it's easy to talk to somebody else. But when nobody else is around and you want to give up, it's just you spending time with you. That's when the rubber meets the road, right? So when you start talking to yourself and telling yourself, it's not time to quit. I'm not quitting. I got to keep going to the end. And you just start talking and speaking life into yourself. See, that's where a lot of us miss it. We get so caught up in speaking life into everyone else that we forget about our own life. And we forget about taking care of the temple that God gave us. We forget about taking care of the mental that God gave us. So we start doing everything for everybody else, but when we go behind the closed doors, we are mentally defeated, right? We don't, because the door's closed, nobody sees us. You can do whatever you want to do, because typically people do what they want to do, right? Because what you need to do hurts. It's, as Ted just said, it's not always convenient, but it's the grind zone, right? It's the grind zone. When you improvise and adapt and overcome, right? If you're in the grind zone. So we always say the proof is in the pudding, and the proof is in the pudding because we understand that when you commit to the habit, then you're going to have to grind to get to that habit. That's why this show is called The Grind, right? Because nobody sees you when you're grinding, right? Nobody sees you. Nobody is seeing you going through what you go through, but the proof, we always say, is in the results. And you have to grind to get to the results. But most people aren't willing to grind to get to those results. Why? Because there's no self-accountability. When you're alone by yourself, when nobody else is there, what are you doing? Are you on the couch eating chocolate and doing bad stuff, putting bad stuff in your body because it feels good? Or are you being consistent and committed to yourself? See, what we always say here is that you have to be ready to make yourself shine first, right? You have to commit to you first. because it's easy to commit to the people that the person that everybody sees on the outside. There's a lot of stuff that we can do to dress ourselves up every day. We can, and this is for the men and the women, right? Let's just say the things that need to be said, because that's what we do on this show, because I'd much rather hurt some feelings than harm some futures, right? And I want you guys to get this, because this is the platform by which you guys can say, you know what, I finally get it. Let me get on this platform and let me do what I know I need to do to get what I want to have. So what we do is we conveniently tell ourselves that, A, it's okay. We conveniently tell ourselves, man, A, this is just me, man. This is just who I am. And remember, words are so powerful. You're always first partaker of your words. So we do things to dress up the outside. So we may put on bigger clothes, you know, or we may put on garments. And when we put those garments on, we look great to the outside world. But when we come home, and I'm telling you guys why people are depressed. It's because they're living. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that movie, Surrogates. Some of you may have seen it. Some of you may have not. And it says, Prince, it's rough when you're by yourself. No accountability partner pushes you to be your own accountability partner. That's right. Princess Varia said that. She said it's a mental shift. Yeah, Rachel P. Joseph, it is true. And Tashani Moore says eating bread. Samantha Warwick says absolutely staying committed and connected to your vision. And I like that, to your vision, because your vision has to link up whatever the vision you link up with, right? So the movie Surrogates. If you've seen the movie Surrogates, you know, raise your hand or say I've seen it. The movie has Bruce Willis in it. For those of you that know me, I like sci-fi. You know, I watch a great sci-fi movie. Why? Not because I believe everything on sci-fi, but I believe it's forward thinking. I believe that sci-fi can be indicative of some of the things that we do, that we're going to do in the future, right? Some of the things that may happen in the future. So I'm a visionary, so I want to know what's the possibilities that are ahead of me. So I'm not as big of a history buff as I am a future buff, right? History are things that have happened. They define, you know, how we have moved forward. And you have to know where you've been and in order to know, you know, where you're going, because now you know not to make the same mistakes. I get that. All right. But I'm more so geared toward the future. So the Surrogates, so nobody's seen that movie. So it has Bruce Willis in it. It has, I forget the other lady's name, but nonetheless, the world had come to a point to where people no longer went outside as themselves. Weird, huh? They stayed in their apartments, in their homes. And you guys can look this up and watch it, because I believe this is where we are, you know, we're going. I don't want to scare you guys, but it's happening. It's happening right now. People, they had clones. They had bodies that they would purchase, and you could have the bomb body and be the person that you wanted to be on the outside in the eyes of everybody else in the world. So that person went out for them to work every day. You know, that person had perfect features. That person was, they, you can make that person to be anything that you wanted them to be. So everybody is controlling their person from their pod in their home. And as you can imagine, it's easy to get lazy when all you're living for is the external. There's no internal accountability. And God gave us a human body to take care of, right? And to nurture. So these people had said, forget that. It's easier to send out my clone, my surrogate. And they can basically represent me. I don't have to do anything. We're not there yet, right? Do I want to be around when we get there? Absolutely not. That's just me, right? But it's going to be a part of the evolution, and people are going to accept it like anything else. So are you ready? Do you want to have like the person that was in the pod? When they put the camera on the people that were in the pod,
Can you imagine what that person looked like? Now, I'm not superficial. I'm not any of that, but I do believe that there is a responsibility that we were given by the Creator to take care of the temple to that he gave us to house his spirit. So here we are, these surrogates in the pods. When they got out of the pods, they were all skinny and frail and looked nothing like their surrogates. Everything was messed up. And they were not the epitome of health at all. But nobody ever had to see them. And I believe that's what happens to people sometimes when they get caught up. People will get depressed thinking about having to do the things that they need to do. Well, I'm here to tell you guys that you don't have to be depressed, because you don't have to do what you do for anybody but you. Everybody else, you know, I heard a phrase that said, be who you are, do what you need to do, and the world will adjust. And I believe that. But, you know, you want the world to adjust to the you that you know you want to be by doing the things that you know you need to do. And when you take everybody else out of it and you're not doing what you do for everybody else and you're doing it for you, then everything starts to change. It just starts to change. And you start looking at life differently and you start getting more confidence. You're not worried about, we always talk about looking straight ahead. Stop looking left and right, worrying about who has this and who has that, who looks like this and who looks like that. It's great to admire. It's great to give people accolades for doing what they do and being who they are, because those people have grinded. But don't get caught up in it so much that you forget to do what you're supposed to do. Remember, you're always first partaker, right? So see what we have here. So John Rod, I know you saw it, John. I knew you saw the surrogates. You're a movie buff kind of like me. Elena McCann Brinson says temple care, most certainly it's a form of stewardship. Absolutely. Okay. So some of you saw the movie, some of you didn't, but go out and find that movie Surrogates, and it'll change a little bit about the way you think of things. And the premise of the movie was good. And that's why I like science fiction. But man, at the end of the day, we have to create the right habits, you know, and whatever you put in your body is one of the habits that you want to create. These little things, these fruits and things of that nature. Man, there's a lot of things I can pick up in the morning and eat. All of you that know me, you know, I love my coffee and I love my oatmeal. Right now, for those of you that know it a little bit, I put it away. But the little oatmeal things that I like, they're high in carbs for me. There's a lot of carbs, like 50 grams of carbs in that oatmeal. So, you know, I wouldn't recommend, if you haven't put your body into that metabolic state, I wouldn't recommend going out and taking that many carbs. But I need that many carbs because, you know, my body revs so high. So you have to look at your life and look at your body on the plane. And guys, this is for you. Okay. So I don't want you to get upset about this. I want you to get it and I want you to see it and I want you to apply it to your life so that you can move to the next level. Okay. This is all about positivity and helping you move forward. Right. So if you look at your body, if you look at your life like cars, you're either going to have a sports car, you may have a minivan, or you may have, you know, a family car, whatever it is. But you have to look at what do you want? Some of you said, you know, I just want a minivan. I'm good with the minivan, you know, and if that's all you want in life, and you know 100% that I just don't want to be healthy and I just want to be who I am right now, and I want to possibly, you know, leave this earth early, then that's up to you. I can't make that choice for you. But I can tell you that what you should be moving toward is to create the body that revs high, okay, the body that can burn calories. Then you should be also creating the mental that revs high and can burn through ideas, because the more ideas you burn through, the more ideas you can get. So you not only have to put your body in a metabolic state to burn, you have to put your mind, your mental, in a metabolic state so that it can burn through the ideas, get them and try them, try new things, take risks, Because if you're sitting on the same stuff that God gave you 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and you're afraid to take risks, then guess what? You're just sitting there like a minivan doing nothing, waiting to go pick up some groceries. And I'm not dogging people that have minivans, but nonetheless, you get what I'm saying. Put your body and your mind in a metabolic state to burn through ideas and calories. And if you do, the only way you can do that, guys, is by eating good stuff. Bananas are good. They're higher in potassium, but it's a natural potassium. Too much of anything is not good. Now, I'm not a health guru. Okay, I can only tell you what works for me, right? So I wholeheartedly believe that good stuff in, good stuff out. So I curtail the bad stuff that I put in my body because I want to be able to run from here to the corner, right? I want to be able to go and play with my kids. You know, I want to be able to get up and do the things that I want to do. You know, Pam will tell you that when I go to the gym, you know, and I work out, she'll tell you, she's asking me, well, what's your goal? You know, what do you want to, you know, what do you want to achieve? I said, you know what, man, here's it. And this is me, right? Let's see what you guys said. Preston says, I was told I'm losing too much weight for me. I'm not where I believe I need to be. Okay, I will keep going. Yes, until I reach my comfort goal. Yeah, I mean, till you reach, and so let's change the comfort goal to your confident goal. You got to be, once you get confident and you're confident with what you see in the mirror, then you're good. And everybody has different goals. Whatever your goals are, it's cool. But don't create the goals that keep you where you are. Create the goals. Picture the body. I always talk about grab the picture, put it up somewhere and say, these are my body goals, you know, and this is what the body I want to develop. This is the mental state I want to have. And whatever it is, visualize it. Keep that in your face. So if your goal is to have such and such to look like a body, then go until you get what you want by doing what you need. And Pam will tell you that, you know, I always say, she said, what do you want to accomplish? You know, what is it that you're looking to do when you go to the gym? You know, Pam has her goals and I have my goal. And she'll tell you, and anybody that knows me, they'll say, you know what? I'll tell them that, Nate, you know, I only want to have a body that is good enough to where if I go to the beach and I take my shirt off, I'm cool. I don't need to have, you know, I don't need to have 22-inch biceps and a chest like the chess master. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger or any, I don't need that. I just need to be physically fit, right? I need to be physically fit to where I can do the things that I need to do without getting tired. Want to play with my kids. I want to be confident with myself. And I want to be able to go to the beach and take my shirt off without feeling some kind of way. And that's it. Pam will tell you, that's my goal. You know, that's therefore I don't go in the gym anymore and try to kill myself. I'm not trying to look. That's not my body goal. My body goal is not to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. My body goal is to just be fit, right? I just want to be fit. John Riley says, make sure I'm on the right comment. Okay, yeah. Tedra says it starts with the mindset. Absolutely. And that's just where it starts, with the mindset, right? John Riley says, Jesus talk about the man that had one talent and did nothing with it. Can't let anything of value just sit. Absolutely. And everything that God gives us is of value. Elena McCann Brinson says, you are what you eat. Cliche, yet truth. And I agree. You are what you eat. Confidence goal, you know. So your confidence goals and your physical goals should all be right there tied in together. And don't let anybody talk you out of what you know you want, that you need to make you feel confident. So guys, the premise of this show is to try and get you all to understand that you're creating a platform. You know, God said, you know, let your light shine. You can't let your light shine. It will be like the blind man saying, hey, you know, I'm walking up to you. Can I help you see? A blind man can't help you see anything. It may help you feel, but it can't help you see. You know, when somebody in the business that we're in, you know, if you were in health and wellness, if you don't look like you're in health and wellness, and be on you, we call it being on your journey, because not everybody goes InstaFit. It's a process. But people want to see your process. And, you know, we always say the more weight you lose, the more money you make. The better you get yourself in physical condition and you chart your journey and people see you doing it, your first partaker, you have that testimony, then the more people identify with you and they believe that they can do it. So I fully believe in being the platform. Be the platform that somebody else can stand on until they can create their own platform. And you can't do, it's hard to do that in the limelight. It's hard to do that constantly looking for somebody to praise you, looking for somebody to pat you on the back, always looking for somebody to tell you, great job, great job, great job. No, man, grinders, we just do. We do it, and the results and the outlet, everything that comes along with the, I call it a pudding, the proof is always in the pudding. Everything that goes along with the pudding comes. And you don't have to worry about, you know, what people are saying or people are thinking about you, because guess what? It just doesn't matter, because you're grinding for you. Grind for you. What is your why? So we have, let's see what we say here. John Riley says, I'm looking for you to crush your goal by the end of the year, Elena. Oh, John's calling out Elena. Okay. I love it, man. I love it. Eat to live. That's right. Vicky Durr says, eat to live. Valerie Davis says, put yourself on the back. All right. Marisa Durante, your body is a temple, not a tomb. Absolutely. I like that. Sheila says, just do it. I just keep going. Absolutely. Just keep going. Vicky Durr, get the book, Eat to Live. Yeah, I like that. So it's about you. When you realize that it's about you and you start putting the right stuff in and you get the right stuff out, but you also have to put the right stuff in mentally. It's about who are you listening to? Who are you hanging around? What are you exposing yourself to? You know, is it wholesome? Is it positive? Is it uplifting you? Any negative things that you feed into your spirit, of course, are going to take you backwards. So we have to be good stewards over not only what we put in our bodies, but also good stewards over what we let in our ear gates as well and what we let in our eyes. So it's always a challenge. Nobody's telling you it's going to be easy. But if you want to get where you want to be in life, you have to move like you want to be there. Now, we look at, you know, our health goals, and we talk about health, and we talk about this, and we talk about that. And there's some people that struggle with some real life things. Some of you have some deformities that you deal with. Some of you have some illnesses, some sicknesses that you deal with. I'm telling you right now, when you stop speaking life into those things, I'm not telling you that they're going to go away. But what I am telling you is that your body will not focus on what you do not focus on mentally. Is it still going to hurt? Absolutely, but it's not going to hurt as bad as it would if you were focusing on it. So when you don't focus on the pain, then you don't have to worry about the pain perpetuating itself and increasing, because now you're focusing on other things, right? So when you're in the gym, when you're working out, when you're going through life, I put out a post the other day and it said something about focusing on the positive things, or you only give power to the things you focus on. So if you don't give it power, it doesn't have any power. Right. So I'm telling you to speak life into yourself. Speak life into yourself. If you know that there's something that if you're in a situation that's not positive, remove yourself from that situation. You know, I always say, you know, we talk about, you know, well, I'm in this and I'm in that. And yeah, just remove yourself. It's simple. You got the power to do anything that pertains to you. Right. But when you give that power away, then you sit there powerless, wondering why you can't move. It's because you've given that power away to someone else, right? Because remember I said in the beginning of the show, you're the boss. You do things in the boss way, but you're the boss of you. You're not the boss of anybody else. So therefore, you can't tell anybody else what to do except for you. You're not even the boss of your own children. You want your children to have a mentality that says you can make your own decisions, and I'm going to help you to make the right decisions, because we all learn by doing. We learn by going through some things and overcoming those things. And you can't safeguard everybody from everything. No, there's a certain thing, a certain such thing as hindering somebody by thinking you're doing them a service, thinking you're helping them, but you can crutch somebody for so long to a point to where they get accustomed to the crutch and they're not going through their process. The pain is not growing them because you're numbing the pain. I always tell the story about the dog that's laying on the porch and he's laying on the nail and he's moaning. And people come up and say, why is your dog moaning? And they say, owner says, he's laying on the nail. And they say, well, why doesn't he get off the nail? And the owner says, well, the nail, obviously it doesn't hurt him bad enough yet for him to get off. When it starts to hurt him bad enough, he'll get off of the nail. Some of us are effectively dulling people's nails. We're not allowing them to go through their process to learn what they need to learn through going through the pain that they need to go through. So you're sitting there with a file, dulling the nail, allowing them to keep sitting on that nail, and all they're doing is having a pity party for themselves, and they're saying, yeah, this hurts. I can't do that. When I do this, it hurts. And these excuses just keep on manifesting themselves. And I call people, there are people that are professional excuse makers. They can tell you, give you every reason in the world as to why they should not or cannot do something. And they've gotten so good at it, they've perfected it. It's almost like you think that something's wrong with you when they're talking to you. It's like, they're like a professional person that can tell you, I don't know, I can't do that because I have this, 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 and this. And people will tell you, if you have an illness or a sickness, they can tell you every little aspect of what that illness and sickness is and perpetuate it every day to say why they can't do something, but they don't even know, and they won't study and find out how they can get past it so that they can move past that portion. They keep speaking life into the negative, into stuff that has already happened, instead of just moving forward. So see what else we got here. I love the comments, guys. I love it. You guys have a voice. Lisa Farrell says, lifestyle after vegan lifestyle after her Daniel fast. Okay, she's on a Daniel fast. Shelly Beaver says, I love the vegan lifestyle. The food is so good. What's up, Shelly? Shelly gave me a great gift for my birthday. Thank you so much again for that. Lisa Farrell, plants over pills. Our body is meant to heal itself. Absolutely, Lisa. I believe that. It's about what you put in, right? Monica Allen says, yes, don't focus on the pain, right? The pain is going to be there, but don't focus on it, and it'll be like a dull pain, and you'll grow and build the muscles that you need to build to get past that pain. Remove yourself. I have the power, Lisa Farrell says. Absolutely, you have the power. Let's see what else we got. Pam McCray says, you speak life. Absolutely. Lisa Farrell says, I am the boss of me. Carlos Johnson says, my wife says that she's the boss of me. Hey, I'm not touching that, Carlos. You got to deal with that, man. Lisa Farrell says, you know, the nail and the dog. Absolutely. So true. Rebuttal for everything. Princess Tiberius says, some people do have a rebuttal for every little thing that you say. And they've gotten professional and very good at telling you, explaining everybody as to why. Don't be that person. All right. Figure out exactly how you can speak life into yourself. Right. Barely Knox Davis says, wow, true. Sheila Blanchard says, truth. My God. Absolutely. So, man, create your platform for yourself, everybody, and be the person that you want to become. But be willing to grind for that person and don't let anybody else stand in your way. Stop, you know, getting what we call that shiny ball syndrome. You keep looking left and right because you're not capable of empowering yourself to move. Motivation is great, but it only lasts for a moment, right? It only lasts for a moment in life. So you have to be the person that constantly motivates yourself. The self-motivated person is always the person that's going to move the highest in life. It's going to get the furthest because they understand that, you know, they have to be first partaker and the first rescuer in their own in their own rescue, right? So you have to be the person that tries to pull yourself out of the hole, and anybody else that comes along and tries to help you is a bonus, right? And people love helping people that are trying to help themselves, right? That's right. Valerie Davis says self-motivate. So guys, you know, that's my time. I know that, you know, some of you are either at work I want to play a song for you guys. If some of you are at work, on the way to work, some of you high-speed entrepreneurs are at home doing your thing, man. Remember, you know, that you can do anything you want to do. All you got to do is put your mind to it, you know, and don't get distracted. Just commit to it and be consistent with it. Create the great habits in and around it. And don't let anybody talk you out of the things and the places that you know you need to be. Because, you know, the world we live in, ladies and gentlemen, is always going to give you what you put out. You have to attract the things that you want, right? So let's see what song I want to play. I want to play a song, man. I want you guys to feel it because I like it. And it's what you have to tell yourself every single morning when you wake up and look in the mirror and speak life into yourself and say, you know, man, I feel good. I feel good. Every time I wake up, I feel good. This is my man, Fred Hammond. I feel good. Guys, this show happens every single day. No, Tuesday at 3 a.m., man. Kill somebody.
Come on. Now it's time to ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Yeah,
I feel good. I know it.
Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, today it won't be denied. Now I really. There will be days we will feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on. On the inside, will show up on the outside. Come on. The happiness in my life, there won't be denied. Sing it. Come on. The joy I feel on the inside will show up. Meant for my life, the day.